and it made him look broody. He patted Moist on the shoulder. "Never mind, lad. You did your best." An envelope bounced off his head. As he brushed it away, another one landed on his shoulder and slid off. Around the group, letters started to land on the floor, like fish dropped by a passing tornado. Moist looked up. The letters were falling down from the darkness, and the drizzle was turning into a torrent.
"Stanley, are you messing about up there?"
Grote ventured, almost invisible in the paper sleet.
"I always said those attics didn't have strong enough floors," moaned the worshipful master. "It's just a maelstrom again. We made too much noise, that's all. Come on, let's get out while we can, eh?"
"Then put those lanterns out. They ain't safety lights," shouted Grote.
"We'll be groping around in the dark, lad."
"Oh, you'd rather see by the light of a burning roof, would you?"
The lanterns winked out, and by the darkness they now shed, Moist von Lipwig saw the writing on the wall, or at least hanging in the air just in front of it. The hidden pen swooped through the air in loops and curves, drawing its glowing blue letters behind it.
"Moist von Lipwig," it wrote.
Yes.
"You are the postmaster."
"Look, I'm not the one you're looking for."
"Moist von Lipwig, at a time like this, anyone will do."
But, I'm not worthy."
"Acquire worth with speed, Moist von Lipwig. Bring back the light. Open the doors. Stay not the messengers about their business."
Moist looked down at the golden light coming up from around his feet. It sparkled off his fingertips and began to fill him up from inside like fine wine. He felt his feet leave the dais as the words lifted him up and spun him gently.
"In the beginning was a word, but what is a word without its messenger, Moist von Lipwig? You are the postmaster."
"I am the postmaster," Moist shouted.
"The mail must move, Moist von Lipwig. Too long have we been bound here."
"I will move the mail."
"You will move the mail."
"I will. I will."
"Moist von Lipwig."
"Yes."
The words came like a gale, whirling the envelopes in the sparkling light, shaking the building to its foundations.
"Deliver us."
Chapter 6. Little Pictures. The Postman Unmasked. A Terrible Engine. The New Pie. Mr. Lipwig Thinks About Stamps. The Messenger from the Dawn of Time.
"Mr. Lipwig," said Mr. Pump.
Moist looked up into the golem's glowing eyes. There had to be a better way of waking up in the morning. Some people manage with a clock, for heaven's sake. He was lying on a bare mattress under a musty blanket in his newly excavated apartment, which smelled of ancient paper, and every bit of him ached. In a clouded kind of way, he was aware of Pump saying,
"The postmen are waiting, sir. Postal Inspector Grote said that you would probably wish to send them out properly on this day."
Moist blinked at the ceiling. "Postal Inspector? I promoted him all the way to Postal Inspector."
"Yes, sir, you were very ebullient."
Memories of last night flocked treacherously to tap-dance their speciality acts on the famous stage of the grand old embarrassing recollection. "Postman," he said.
"The Brotherhood of the Order of the Post. They're old men, sir, but wiry. They're pensioners now, but they all volunteered. They've been here for hours, sorting the mail."
"I hired a bunch of men, even older than Grote. Did I do anything else?"
"You gave a very inspirational speech, sir. I was particularly impressed when you pointed out that angel is just a word for messenger. Not many people know that."
On the bed, Moist slowly tried to cram his fist into his mouth.
"Oh, and you promised to bring back the big chandeliers and the fine polished counter, sir. They were very impressed. No one knows where they got to."
"Oh, gods," thought Moist.
"And the statue of the god, sir. That impressed them even more, I would say, because apparently it was melted down many years ago."
"Did I do
anything last night that suggested I was sane?"
"I am sorry."